אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם
את הסטאדינג פרום קבלה פור דה סטודנט דה אינטרודקשן טו דה בוק פנים מאירות ומסבירות ווי אר אין איידם 16 יו מיי אסק קוויסצ'נס אין kab.tv אנד רלוונט קוויסצ'נס וויל בי אירד קבלה פור דה סטודנט פייג 455 Item 16. We must know the nature of two kinds of discernments customary for us. The first discernment is called discernment of good and bad. The second discernment is called discernment of true and false. This means that the Creator has imprinted a discerning force in each creature that executes everything that is good for it and brings it to its desired perfection. The first discernment is the active physical force. It operates using the sensation of bitter and sweet, which loathes and repels the bitter form since it is bad for it, and loves and attracts the sweet because it is good for it. This operating force is sufficient in the still, the vegetative, and the animate in reality to bring them to their desired perfection. Atop them is the human species, in which the Creator instilled a rational operating force. It operates in sorting the above second discernment, rejecting falsehood and emptiness with loathing to the point of nausea, and attracts true matters and every benefit with great love. This discernment is called discernment of true and false. It is implemented solely in the human species, each according to his own measure. Know that this second acting force was created and came to man because of the serpent. At creation, he had only the first active force from the discernment of good and bad, which was sufficient for him at that time. Let me explain it to you in an allegory. If the righteous were rewarded according to their good deeds and the wicked punished according to their bad deeds in this world, Kedusha would be determined for us in a reality of sweet and good, and the Sitra Achra would be defined in the reality of bad and bitter. In that state, the commandment of choice would reach us, as it is written, "Behold, I have set before thee the sweet and the bitter. Therefore choose sweet." Thus, all the people would be guaranteed to achieve perfection, for they would certainly run from the sin, as it is bad for them. They would be occupied in his mitzvot day in and day out, ceaselessly, like today's fool regarding to the bodily matters and its filth, since it is good and sweet to them. So was the matter of Adam HaRishon when he created him and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Our sages interpreted, to dress it are the positive mitzvot, and to keep it are the negative mitzvot. His positive mitzvot were to eat and delight with all the trees of the garden, and his negative mitzvot were to not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The positive mitzvot were sweet and nice, and the negative mitzvot were retirement from the bitter fruit, and that it is hard as death. Death. Not surprisingly, these cannot be called mitzvot and labor. We find the likes of that in our present chores, where through the pleasure of Shabbat and good days we are rewarded with sublime Kedusha, and we are also rewarded for retiring from reptiles and insects and everything that one finds loathsome. You find that the choice in the work of Adam HaRishon was by way of therefore choose sweet, it follows that the physical palate alone was sufficient for all he needed to know what the Creator commanded and what he did not command.
Is it clear? Nice, if it's clear. Well, yes. Zvika feels that there's some game here. Some dirty game here of the author. Yes.
So he writes, upon this, the human species, and he imprinted it, this force of the...
No, an animal doesn't have a mind.
Okay, so he says he imprinted this extra mental force.
Yes, but he's saying that for the meantime, we're in a beastly scrutiny. What's sweet is called a mitzvah. What's bitter is called a transgression or a sin. That's how it is. Everything that I see, comfort from it, pleasure, benefit, I am drawn to it, I'm attracted to it, and I put a label on it that is called mitzvah. Tell me, if it wasn't a pleasure to sleep on Shabbat, but rather they would tell you on Shabbat, you have to work hard all day long for 24 hours a day. You wouldn't enjoy. Yes? No. Well, unless you would get a greater reward, of course. I understand that, but you wouldn't enjoy. So what would you call it, a mitzvah? With your will to receive, your egotistical desire to receive, want, other than what you do in this world in order to serve yourself and your body and everything, you want to join to it a few other actions in order to be rewarded with the next world. And then for you, it all becomes some inclusion of pleasures and promises, also for now, also for later, for the future to come, and so on. It's very nice. And you even put a label on it that this is a mitzvah. This is sanctity. And that's how you live. Nice and comfortable and good. Yes? Well, this is called, how do we call it? What? It's a falsehood to the masses. Yeah, opium to the masses. This is the reason of the landlords. And that's how people live. Until a demand is revealed in a person. I need to know the truth. Not that humanity or Judaism or, you know, folklore, Judaism made from the whole Torah something that is like enjoy, enjoy, enjoy now and enjoy later also, and you'll feel yourself as righteous and justified and so on and so forth. But rather, people demand to know the truth. Just as Bala Sulam writes, I demand to know what the truth is in our land. This is the point. If there are such people, then they're like, I don't care, I want to really know what a mitzvah is and what is truly purity and sanctity. Not towards my belly that it's sweet and bitter is a transgression. That's good for angels, like Adam Rishon, or to animals, which also are not, which are basically operated. And angels are called the animals of sanctity. But what we want to do is to come to a new scrutiny, disconnected from the sweet and bitter, but rather according to truth and falsehood. Yes?
Look, I've been many years in the Kabbalah. Around me, there are secular and religious people, all kinds of people. I want to tell you, people that learned Kabbalah and learned the Zohar. I feel myself in a minority. I speak and as if I'm speaking to the wall. I have no one to speak to. Unless I take the phone and call my friends, I feel myself in such a minority. I'm saying, when will this correction come? Around me, no one cooperates with me.
It could be that the correction is done by one person. Only he needs as much as possible to pour the Torah towards the whole world. And through him, everyone will know the Creator from the smallest to the largest, to the greatest. And they'll connect. The correction comes when the upper light comes and corrects. Hence, I need to be in a demand only for myself. Why am I not yet in some place sufficiently discovering the correction? The light is there and it's ready. The moment I come to a state in which it can operate, it immediately operates. It comes below and operates. Yes.
You're trying to tell me that if I now correct myself, I'll see everyone corrected?
Also, of course.
But in the meantime, we see that people work with a plate for a Shabbat and they put on the talit and they see them, the people.
Wait. First of all, the fact that people engage in this, it's good. It connects them somehow, somewhat, to spirituality. In a way that is sweet is a mitzvah and bitter is a transgression. That's folk. That's for the masses. It's okay. It's simple. And it can be done like that. It's for the general masses, it's good. You want to disconnect the Torah from the people. This is the degree in which the people are connected to the Torah. Now Pesach is coming to you. Look how much Bala Sulam respected all these laws. We keep these things and we do it like it should be done. Beyond that, operate your intentions. Your intentions to the 125 degrees. But all in all, there are things that you nevertheless will do. Why? Because this binds you in every state to the process. It will bind you. It will help you. Therefore, some customs we need to maintain and keep, they need to direct us forward. Do not disparage them. Do not disregard them. Because there's a certain inclination to just disregard them completely. No, rather, just know that it will help you to reform. To repent.
I, God forbid, I don't disrespect the external Torah. I love it. I love to be quiet in Shabbat.
You don't have to explain to us that you're Orthodox. That's fine with us.
But we know, and we should talk about it once and for all, that we know that if we engage in the Torah, it can harm us. And that we're talking about exile here. How do we exit this exile?
Whoever feels exile is in exile. Whoever doesn't is not.
It's not only I feel the exile. I see what's going on with us.
I don't understand why you're judging them.
I'm not judging. I'm asking you.
I do not judge anyone.
So I'm just saying, this is the situation.
Yes, I know what the state is.
So how do we exit this state?
By disseminating as much as possible, by adding, not breaking anything. I want to add, to remind the people of Israel that its whole foundation is the connection of the people. That's it. That only through connection we come to the building of the soul, which right now is clashed, it's destroyed. The soul has some preparation, our soul, through the Kabbalists of all the generations. But nevertheless, you see, where's the diagram, please? You see, this is our soul, or Adam HaRishon. So you have the first nine. The inner light of the first nine is called Chesed. We learned this yesterday, yes? The inner light of Malchut is called Tzedakah. The surrounding light, the general surrounding light, is called truth, and the rest and is the shalom, is peace. We need these four discernments, call them four angels, doesn't matter, to bring us to the general correction. That's it. The neshama, the soul, is 10 sefirot, which we need to correct by correcting all the different parts. There's 7 billion right now in this world that are shattered, distanced, concealed, hating, and we need to connect between them. Therefore, I'm turning to the people with the wisdom of connection and try to explain to them that only through this we can be saved from all that, God forbid, is coming closer to us. Yes.
There's no fear. If there's a feeling that we're missing the train, so what may happen?
Then we need to increase our forces in dissemination.
This is what we are doing.
We do. I'll tell you. This week, yes, we're doing this Friday. Come here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Or when? 8 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be here a study of how we need to disseminate the wisdom of correction, the wisdom of connection. Not the Kabbalah, because when we go out to the people, we need to explain to everyone how much connection amongst the people of Israel will correct all the lacks we have, all the transgressions, all the blemishes, all the shatterings. That's it. Come Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay? There's going to be here tea, coffee, cookies, cakes, food too. 7 o'clock in the morning, we're having breakfast. Psh. Then I'll come too. No, but you understand, we don't have what else to do. In this world, there's nothing else to do, especially now, as it is being revealed within humanity, other than connection. And the connection completely depends on you. So what do we need to, what does humanity need to do? To come and beat you until you will do the work. So you hear every day how the Semitism is increasing and so on. Don't wait for good things. I'm telling you, we just think that it's going to be better. It won't be better, it'll be worse. But to the degree in which we'll be able to mitigate this state through dissemination, to increase the force of intention, of the right intention, then accordingly we will be able to advance in the good path. Otherwise, no. Yes, Terence.
Yeah, the numerous persons in this world qui n'ont pas cette définition de vérité et mensonge, des millions de personnes, je dirais.
There are many people in the world, millions even, that don't have the ability to identify this deceit or truth. For instance,
il m'arrive des choses bien, et si je fais des choses pas bien, il m'arrive aussi des choses pas bien.
So, for these people, if they do something good, they receive good in life, and if they do something bad, they feel bad in life.
I actually don't think that it's like that.
Excuse me?
I don't think it's that way. I don't think that a person does bad, he gets bad in his life. Then everyone would be righteous. If there was such providence. When I do something bad in my life, do I get something bad? Only if I get caught. But I don't care to do bad to others. I actually enjoy it. My pleasure is from doing bad to others, not from doing good to others.
Je comprends que les kabbalistes ont une autre définition du mal, mais on voit, il y a de nombreuses personnes qui voient que non, moi si je fais des choses bien, mes affaires marchent, peut-être que je sais pas, je prospère ou la santé. Et
Kabbalists probably have a different understanding of what is evil, but most people understand evil by, if I did something evil or bad, then something bad happens to me, health-wise or...
I don't see this in life. Where are you taking this from? Where did you fall from? No way. If I do bad to others, I feel I have bad. Where do I get bad from? That's how they talk maybe in religions, but no one hears that. No one hears. When I do bad to someone, am I afraid or I not want to do him bad? I want to do him bad. The worst it'll be for the other. For me it'll be good. That's my ego. I always do something at the expense of others. I want to be richer. So someone else has to be poorer, or not. I want to suppress someone so that they will serve me and do what I say and so on. I want to be a king. Then it'll be good for me and for others. What do I care about the others? I don't understand you. Where are you taking all of a sudden that a person wants to do to others because from that he feels good? Rather, I'll tell you, it could be in such a way that if I feel good from doing good to others, then I want for them to be bad, so I'll have an opportunity to do good and feel good. Right, Zika? 100%. I want for them to burn a few houses, then I'll come to them and show myself as a helper and doing. But first I need to, you know, send someone to burn them first, right? Right, or to break a few windows like Charlie Chaplin did in his movie. What are you like an angel?
No, c'est pas ça. C'est que je vois... J'ai vécu en Europe, mais j'ai aussi vécu en Afrique. J'ai vu beaucoup de gens qui pensent vraiment comme ça.
I used to live in Europe and Africa also, and I saw many people living like that and thinking like that. People in religions truly think so.
It could be because they're afraid of hell or from a punishment that they will have also in this world. That's true. There are such people. I know. I've met many such people. This is the simple ego, that it's worthwhile for me to limit myself and not to steal and be as straight as possible. And it doesn't matter in what religions it's happening, there are such people, but rather they behave with, you know, in a straight manner, nicely, I won't take from the other, I won't steal, as much as he understands. I won't steal, I won't cause harm to others, I'll live with humbleness. Why? I'm winning here, the next world, I'm being rewarded with the connection with godliness, or whatever you call it, what he calls godliness. And that's what holds him. Now what are you asking? Are they corrected? I wish everyone would be like that in humanity. It's all according to the will to receive. If it's small, that's how they behave. It gets grower. They start becoming egotistical. Between us, it's not, in our eyes, it's not corrected because they're doing it in order to receive, in order to be rewarded. Take this question on the receiving of reward in this world or the next. This is called fear, the initial first, the first fear, and the second fear, where they have, I want to receive a good reward here, and I want a good reward for the next world. Therefore, I'm afraid to do transgressions. That's ego. Take that away from them. What's the wisdom of Kabbalah? No, sir. You won't receive any reward, not in this world and not in the next world. So why should I do it? Why should I do acts of bestowal? Why should I love others? Why should I give myself wholly like that? Like that. Yes, correct. Like that, and that's it. Where's the logic? Where's the fuel? Where's my inertia? How will I move forward? Ask the society, what will I ask from them? For them to do this conditioning in you. for them to come to you and tell you how special this thing is. Special in what? What will I have from this? The society will impart upon you this abstract idea. I don't want it. Integrate in the society and you'll want it. Why? Because in that society there's also the reforming light. But what will I have from this? You will have that you will be able to bestow without anything in return for yourself. That's what you're selling me. No one wants it. That's the difference between reception, between Kabbalah and all the other methods. This is what we call the reason of Torah without any reception of any pleasure for himself is opposite from the Torah of the landlords, which is all the religions. Yes.
Donc il y a des gens qui ont peur de faire du mal aux autres parce que ils ont peur qu'il leur arrive des choses mal. Donc tu dis c'est des gens qui ont des égos petits en fait.
For instance, there are people who are afraid to do bad to others because they are afraid that they will feel bad. So you're saying they have a small ego.
Donc ma question c'est est-ce que ces personnes là
regular, yeah.
À un moment, on devra leur expliquer vérité, mensonge, tel que les kabbalistes voient ça, ou bien il faut les laisser comme ça.
So my question is, if we have to explain to these people about true and false according to what kabbalists define, will we have to do this?
No. No, we don't need. Don't put an obstacle before a blind man. Ever. Never. Only when one discovers this, only when he reveals it. And even if he hears it from us, he won't understand us. It'll only be to your detriment. You'll think that you're not unrealistic, that you're somehow floating in the clouds.
Will ultimately all of humanity reach this definition of the Kabbalists?
By the reforming light, everyone will reach. They will all know me from the smallest to the greatest. But it's not that we have to go and tell everyone about this now. Only to the degree in which they'll be willing and ready to hear it, and then they will hear it. It's called educate a child according to his ways. Soon we're going to travel to Paris, to France, we're going to do with you there a convention, and then we will see. It could be that they've advanced somewhat. I truly hope that there is a change in May. It's in the month of May. We're going to have a congress in Paris. What? Oh, you can see the slide now. One for all and all for one. Nice. Yes, Ephraim.
We are in a process today. For instance, yesterday we went out knocked on doors in Holon last night, and you see how everyone truly connects to it in a very vast manner. It's a pleasure to see this. Every house, you knock on the door and you present this topic and they let you in and they have a shiny face and they agree that you have to go in this direction. How do you see the next step? After we connect them in this mundane level, what's the next degree? You always say you should look at the next degree.
I think we need to do with them workshops. I think we need all our TV and internet to be at the service of this, at the service of the wisdom of connection, both national and global. All the nets, all our systems need to work for the sake of this. Meaning you cannot skip the stage in which you meet the person and explain to him. There has to be a personal contact. It's got to be a four-eye communication, but after you explain to him After you leave him a little beautiful booklet, you invite them to some event, a few events, and when they receive the awakening, you connect him to the virtual net, and also once in a while we need to do every once a month or 2 months, let's say, a convention in the Bereshit Forest or all kinds of places, or a South Convention, a North Convention, a Central Convention, where people can come and do different activities and a lot of discussions. And so it will be an action of connection and not just standing on the stage and playing or me talking from the stage there. No, the main thing is the connection between the people, and we need to do it, I think, truly in the pace of once every 2 months, 3 months, I don't know, truly like that. And to invite there especially those new people.
This is really what we... When we came into their houses, we invited them to some occasion, something we're organizing in the park, and we explained the matter of round tables that grown-ups will sit there. And they accepted this really nicely and allow me this chance to tell all the friends in Israel that they should understand how important is this upcoming Friday for our work.
Thank you. Okay, yes, what?
About the convention on Friday. First of all, it will be in 4 places in Israel. Except for this place, there will be 3 other places.
Do we have, like, phones there and everything? And
yeah, we have a slide about it, and also in Sviva Tova you can register to it.
A convention of connection. I don't see the details. But I guess when I go in there, there's other details beyond that?
Yeah, more than 300 friends have registered. And what's different about this Congress and all the rest of the Congresses we've gone through?
I think this convention is very practical, where we, in practicality, are going to learn how to come to the dissemination of connection with which we build the kli. This is how we build the vessel. Just as we see that Kabbalists write to us, there is no more beneficial action for our advancement. If you want to grow, you have to learn how to expand. Then, so therefore, lower your head and start working specifically in this. Like Ephraim says, from door to door, from person to person, more and more to explain to each and every one that the advancement of Israel is only through connection as one man in one heart, in mutual guarantee, mutuality, until we reach love thy friend as thyself. That's it. There is no more than that. And in this, like Baal HaSulam wrote, and we learned this in the preparation for the lesson, that in the connection, in our connection between us all, we can complete all our lacks. Yes.
So with what approach should I come to this convention in order to have the best benefit from it?
You need to learn what's there. I don't know what, but people that know, understand, with experience, with a lot of experience in this, will manage this matter. Whatever will be within, there'll be activities, there'll be questions and answers. So we just heard there's going to be breakfast and other things. I am really happy that it's happening at last, because these things, these are the ones that advance us towards the revelation of the Creator. Otherwise, we will not be rewarded in it. We will not merit it. And according to those who will participate, will merit, and those that won't. Even if they're passive and they're here, they won't feel anything. Just like there are here people right now that have a certain feeling, a spiritual feeling, and those that don't. It all depends on the investment. What can you do? Only the effort, the exertion. Yes.
Now, one more special thing is that it will be in four different places simultaneously. How will all the places feel as if it's only one place we're gathering towards this great dissemination action?
These four locales is very good, because later when they go out to the dissemination, they will be connected to those four locales. In every place, it needs to be like a certain government of its own. South, north, center, what else? Galil, yeah. Meaning other than the north, we have Galil also. So, well, it's okay. So in every place, there needs to be a group which is responsible, which is kind of a head that manages in that area, and it truly has complete autonomy. So they will know exactly what to do, and other than that, they will truly be like a state of its own. On its own. We want to grow people in such a manner that they can be completely independent, so that we'll be able to do all that can be done only in the right way. Therefore, we want to go through the whole method again together, to unite everyone, teach everyone, summarize all these things, and for them to go already each to his area, and we'll manage their area and be connected to their area in a way that truly they reign in that area. I don't think that if there's a center here that cares for all these things, it's a good thing. I see it as a great limitation, even a burdening. Yes.
So, from this Congress, what should each friend find in this Congress?
He needs to know that and now he knows how to go out to the public, how to explain why it's necessary for the people of Israel to be as one man and one heart. Why we're in this special state right now in all of humanity, why we're like that. Meaning he needs to receive a simple, short explanation, a clear one. I would even compose three, four, maybe even five examples of a story in which you simply talk, either according to one story, or the second, or the third, or the fourth, right? Fine. Because all in all, you see according to the person in what way you now are going to be talking to them. So you should have this, more or less. Not that you need to work in such a kind of automatic way like that, but so it'll be clear to you how not to fall and start getting confused, and therefore I think we need to connect these things in such a manner. We have to give each and every one a practical and useful of an instrument as possible. And this is how we're going to progress. So it's this Friday. So until Friday, you have time. Write for yourself. There's no duty here. And Niv, please pass it to all the rest, to all our authors, so that they will compose a few such paths for talking, so that each and every one will know that this is how he's going to speak. Because it's difficult for a person, and sometimes he's confused, and sometimes he's tired, and sometimes he's kind of attacked with something, that he's asked something. So it should be like that. Salespeople know these things. Yes.
Amir from China is asking, how in the world Kli should we integrate?
He went back already?
Yes, he's back there. How in the world, Kli, should people integrate in this Congress, whether alone or as a group?
Each and every one should learn. I don't know, is it going to be broadcasted also? Yes?
No?
Yes, well,
The convention, as we said, it will be in four locations in Israel, and the first part of it will be broadcasted. The first part, friends from the World Click can integrate with, it will be translated from 8 o'clock and until 10 a.m.
Okay, so from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, local time here, all the world will be able to connect it to us, and then it will be disconnected. It will be broadcasted during those 2 hours, okay?
Except for practical means by which we can disseminate, what, where should we improve with respect to the dissemination, upcoming dissemination?
We are born today or what? I don't understand you. Give me the diagram. We have, like Bala Sulam says to us, the center, yes, which is called Bibi, let's say, the Baruch, yes, and later a few circles. So what are you asking? We are now, let's say, in the connection between us. Here we are. You need now to bring the next connection. This. You're going out to disseminate. The next, this next connection is called
Israel.
Israel. And later, you have another connection, more external, which is called the nations of the world. So we are putting an emphasis now on us. We're putting an emphasis on us. Oops. So right now we're putting an emphasis on us, but our friends that are all involved need to start, and they're already in these actions of dissemination all over the world. Meaning our groups that are all over the world, which is Bnei Baruch, all over the world Klif, they need to operate, of course, together with us, as much as possible. I am going now to Croatia, Macedonia, Italy, and France for during a week's time. Then to Russia, to Siberia, then to all of South America, to 4 or 5 countries. Chile, Colombia, there are some other ones, Mexico, and then the United States. And in each place, it's only meetings with the groups, maybe a little bit with the media, but because the media, the truth is, they can't really help with us. As much as I will talk through some media, give me some article in the Times. Well, and what? Is it going to help something? Of course not. We understand that it can't benefit. Only if you talk physically, four eyes, before a person, you can explain to them. Otherwise, it won't work. But nevertheless, here and there, we'll see if it's possible. With the TV, the radio, an article in the newspaper. But the main thing is our work. It's nevertheless a work of a person before another person. With all the virtual network and the television and all that you have, nevertheless, it is still a personal contact, person to person. And only in such a way, really, you can impart the words to them. If we're really talking about dissemination. And the main thing is here in Israel. In this spiritual, massive manner, it's bestowed in Israel. First of all, the correction has to start here. let's hope we'll succeed, and then if so, all of a sudden we will see in all the countries, in all the directions, all the sides, the areas of the universe, it'll respond as well. Because we're connected to each and every place. As much as it's a small nation, you don't know how it's connected in each and every place, each country, each state, each nation. And it includes those that, to everyone, the 10 tribes are in this. We have no idea how much we're integrated in everyone. And therefore, if we will do a true focus group of connection here, we'll see that there will be responses all over the world. You also feel this through all the religions. Because in the fundamentals of every religion, also Christianity and also Islam, who was there? Those Jews. Just as Christianity, it's clear how that came out, yes? From who the first Christians were. That small community there of Jews. And that's how it is for everyone. Okay, so therefore we'll start feeling the response. Yes.
From all the things we spoke about today in the lesson, what is the main point that we should speak about after the lesson when we sit in a workshop in fives?
We need external pressure in order to reach the internal pressure, connection between us. And that's the main thing, to create around us an audience which understands and knows what needs to be done in order to reach a good life. And it's only through connection. And they are in their desire, good, secure, healthy, good life. And in that, we attain the source of the good life for them, which is the spiritual ascent, spiritual upliftment. And we need to go out in order to ascend inwards. And with that,
we have two announcements. World Kabbalah Congress in France, May 9th till May 11th, we're inviting everyone to a convention in France. Lessons, meals, and connection with our friends in Paris, eurocongress.info. This upcoming Friday, we're having a connection convention in Israel in four locations, Petah Tikva, Kfar Anasi, Haifa, and Be'er Sheva. There is a lesson transmitted all over the world between 8 and 10 a.m. Inner Keys, Kabbalah Campus Tel Aviv is inviting you to an evening tomorrow, 7 o'clock in Igal Alon Street, 123. We'll conclude here. Thank you and have a good day.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel the life. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one.
are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Of one tree, rooted in each other's lives.